നമോ ഭക്തി വിനോദായ സച്ചിദാനന്ദ നാമിനേ ഗൗരശക്തി സ്വരൂപായ രൂപാനുഗവരായ തേ. പ്രണാം മന്ത്ര ഭക്തിനോ ഠാക്കുർ സക്സിംഫ്ലി എൻകാപ്സ്യൂലേറ്റ്സ് മോസ്റ്റ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻറ്റ് കാരക്ടറിസ്റ്റിക്സ് ഓഫ് ദിസ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് ആചാര്യ. നമോ ഭക്തി വിനോദായ. We want to develop a personal, intimate relationship with Krishna. And in that mood, we chant the name of Krishna without any namo. Just Hare Krishna, directly we chant. But we use the word namo for while offering respects to any of the, to all the acharyas. Because these are our spiritual teachers. And cultivating a dasya bhav towards them is very important, because only by that we will eventually come to an authentic dasya bhav in relationship with Krishna, and thereafter we can rise to more intimate bhavas in relationship with Krishna. So namo means our master, we are his servants, and we offer obeisances to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhakti Vinodaya. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born Kedarnath Datta, but he got many epithets. So, Bhaktivinoda was appellated designation that he got because of his delineation of Bhakti Rasa. Thakur was a general designation of respect. Sachidananda Namine. Chidananda Thakur was the initiated name that he got when he took initiation from Bipin Bihari Goswami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had already started writing Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, writing books like Chaitanya Bhikshamrit, and giving talks even before he got initiation. But he still desired initiation, and when he got it, he gratefully accepted it and eagerly started the propagation of Krishna, of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, at even more vigorous level. Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanugavarayate. Gaura Shakti Swarupaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the manifestation of the special energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Gaudiya Vaishnavism which was lost was recovered and rejuvenated and then vigorously propagated by his empowered associate of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, associate of Lord Chaitanya. He was not associated, contemporary, but he was associated in the sense that he was carrying on the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in a Shakta family. He studied Unitarian Christianity, associated with members of the Brahma Samaj, of Rammohan Roy. But eventually, he discovered Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and through that he discovered Krishna Bhakti. Initially, as per the prevailing critique of Vaishnavism that came from both the Christian missionaries and the Western rationalists, and which was reiterated by many of the Bhadraloka at his times. And that critic said that Krishna was an immoral person. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was worshipping Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur could not reconcile the ethical purity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the seeming impurity of Krishna. And eventually he reconciled it by prayer, by revelation, and by the understanding that actually Krishna's pastimes are at a transcendental level. So it was he who was blessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaurava gave him the Shakti by which he could grasp the true understanding of the position of Krishna and then share that esoteric bhakti tattva with everyone. Gauru Shakti Swarupaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur focused primarily on the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and presented them through various books like Chaitanya Shikshamritam and Jaiva Dharma and Prema Pradeep, many other books like that. So he also wrote the songs, composed songs which could be sung in vernacular, and through them also he attracted a large number of people to Krishna, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Krishna. So the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fulfilled by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gauru Shakti Swarupaya. One of the most important of those missions was rediscovering the lost holy place of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yoga Pika. So this was one of the most resourceful tasks done by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he used cartography, study of maps, he used the description given in scripture of the related locations of the various places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he utilized history. And finally, he so through his logical, systematic, rational presentation, he was able to persuade the intelligent, the educated, and those who were devoted, more easily inclined. They were won over by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's utilization of the mystical devotional vision of his primary spiritual inspirational preceptor, Jagannath Babaji. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur requested Jagannath Babaji be brought at the place which he felt by his investigation was the Yoga Pit, there, the Pindihari Goswami, there, Jagannath Babaji, despite being very old and so big that he could practically not even lift his eyelids to look out, look at others, he started jumping up high in the sky and saying, "He to Nimai Jayamasthan, this is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And this way, he made available for all generations of Gaudiya Vaishnavas the recovered holy place of Lord Chaitanya. And he is Rupanuga Varayate. He is the greatest among the followers of Rupa Goswami. Rupanuga. So actually, the whole mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one sense, was entrusted by him to Sri Rupa Goswami. Of course, there were lineages that came from Dhyana Prabhu, Gangadhar Pandit, from Advaita Acharya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave philosophical instructions primarily to the Goswamis, and theological and philosophical foundation of his mission he entrusted to them. And it was through their training that the trio of Shama and Pandit, Srinivas Acharya and Rottamdas Thakur, later came back from Vrindavan and flooded Bengal and Odisha with Krishna Bhakti. So with Gaura Prema. So Mr. Srupa Goswami was the primary responsible for laying the theological and intellectual foundation and for the subsequent spreading of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur laid the theological, philosophical and intellectual overall foundation for the spreading of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the modern times. Srila Prabhupada credited Bhaktivinoda Thakur as the actual founder of the modern day Krishna consciousness movement. The Goswamis were given 4 missions in Vrindavan to write books about the glory and supremacy of pure devotion service, to write books about how to practice devotion service, to establish temples in Raja, and to rediscover the lost holy places of Raja. So what the Goswamis did for Vrindavan, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur did for Navadvip. In Navadvip, he discovered the lost holy place at Yogapit, and then he built a beautiful temple that came to be known as the Adbhut Mandir. And thereafter, he also wrote books. He wrote books of both kinds, those which talk about how to practice devotion practically. Book like Nama Rahasya and other books, Harinam Chintamani, they combine Tattva as well as Sadhachara. He also wrote books like Jaiva Dharma, which talk about Tattva quite elaborately. And in this way, he, during his generation, fulfilled the mission of Rupa Goswami, Rupanu Gavarayate, and he also prayed that let this mission go on and please send me an assistant. So Lord Jagannath came in his dream and told him that I have brought you to Puri not to do political work or financial work, I have brought for a devotional purpose. And then Thakur said that, yes, I'm caught up in so many responsibilities. We have 14 children, responsible social position as a deputy magistrate. He said, how much can I do? Please send me an assistant, please send me a Raya Vishnu. And that Raya Vishnu was his son Bimala Prasad, who became the Siddhanta Saraswati, and who also carried on the mission vigorously. From him came our dear Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, who took that same legacy that Bhaktivinoda Thakur had recovered and preserved and propagated. He took it, Srila Prabhupada took it all over the world. So, Namo Bhaktivinoda, for ways in such a bad, great person who has preserved and presented the peerless treasure of Krishna Bhakti, as it was doing the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition to all of us.